Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Only on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Joining us on the program right now on the Buyers Barricades Hotline. The board, the computer board says Brewers lead 2-1. That's what it says.
It does. What the board says. That's all that happened.
If the board says it, it's got to be true. Joining us right now.
I was there last night.
Were you? Okay, former Texan David Anderson and Los Angeles resident and co-host of the Average Sports Show here on the Sports Radio 610. Through the magic of radio, he's able to host a show here in Houston with Sean Bajani. You were there?
Yes, I was there. Like a good Dodgers fan, I missed the first pitch and showed up about 15 minutes late because of parking issues.
Yeah.
But we were there. We were trying to be loud. I heard Kiki Hernandez finally apologize for his stupid comments because it was boring.
Yeah.
It was a boring game. We loaded the bases, and then we had our pitcher up the bat. Oh, we had, what, second and third, Puig walks, strikeout, or first pitch, Bellinger. No. Who was it? It wasn't Bellinger. Kiki strikes out, and then Buehler gets up, our pitcher, and then he strikes out, and so we leave bases loaded. Oh, that's fun. And then I think we had another two guys in scoring position, the pop-out strikeout, and then bases loaded with the game down four. Two guys had a chance to be a hero, pop-out, strikeout looking to end the game. Yeah, so it was boring and not a lot to cheer for.
So is your issue with the Dodgers or is your issue with the game of baseball?
That sounds, maybe you were taking some of my my words again. Probably both.
Hey, let me ask you this, T.A. I mean, I'm just curious. So there's this question now with the Red Sox and the Astros. There's a question as to whether or not the Red Sox are cheating right now. Their pitchers keep touching their forearm. There's accusations flying of pine tar use. Okay, no, but that's... I'm not looking for DA's opinion on that. I'm curious, are there little cheats in football as well? Are there little things that you can say now, you're not a player anymore, you're retired. Are there little cheat things like that that you or guys you know used to try to do to get an edge in a game?
I mean, like, Eric Winston, I'll throw him under a bus, was really good at holding because he knew where the rest would stand in certain down and distance.
Okay.
So I could say that's not cheating. That's just aware of your surroundings.
That's smarts.
Yeah.
And as a receiver, sometimes you pull the James Harden move where if you can't get open, you put your arm underneath his arm and step on his foot and try to get a PI in some situation.
Okay.
So it looks like he did it. So there's, like, that stuff. I would say that's more gamesmanship than cheating. Baseball is really the only sport where you could, like, just play.
Okay, where do you come out on Travis Johnson urinating on himself during games?
That's just disgusting.
That's what he used to do. I've heard him say he used to do that.
Yeah, you got
to
go, you got to go.
I think he still does it. no. I always used to say the Shaq shouldn't have showered all the playoffs. Like, can you imagine if Shaq just didn't shower from the minute the playoffs started till the end, just a sweaty mess, and he comes out there and you got to guard him? It'd be disgusting. But that's what's wrong with that. There's nothing illegal saying you have to shower.
It's a great secret weapon. Hey, if you can handle one more baseball football thing, just a couple of minutes ago, we were talking about Alex Bregman putting out a video on social media yesterday from a regular season game earlier this year against Tampa Bay, where they went back-to-back-to-back, three straight home runs against tonight's Red Sox starter, Nathan Eovaldi. Trolling him, obviously. And we were talking about how, back in the day, that would guarantee Bregman a seat on his pants in the batter's box tonight. He'd been dodging some life-threatening fastballs tonight. But baseball seems to have gotten over that. And we were talking about how in football, not so much. You agree?
They've certainly tried to stop some of that, let's just call them extracurricular activities in every sport. But I think I think it stinks when it's completely gone, because it is certainly part of the game. The mental aspect that I can physically dominate you needs to happen kind of in every sport. In the pitcher, right, like, he doesn't really have many things that he can do. He has the ball, and, like, he, you know, he's trying to throw strikes. It's really him brushing you back is, like, his way of being kind of physical. On a football field, like, if it's within the whistles, you're fine. But even now, they're trying to eliminate, like, the physicality of, like, landing on top of a quarterback. You used to see guys hit a quarterback and just lay their arms out and just belly flop on them. So they've been getting rid of that, some of that stuff. But to a degree, I miss it. There, I mean, there's, like, some cheap shots you could give guys as you're going back to the huddle and stuff, because if you can get your shoulder pad underneath their face mask, you can hit them right in the chin. And so, like, you can just kind of walk back and just lean your shoulder up and nick them right in the chin. That really gets people going.
And make it seem like it was kind of inadvertent, like, hey, man, I got
to
get up.
Yeah, you're just kind of, like, walking by, and you get up, and you lean into him. I mean, anyone, when it happens to you, you know it's not inadvertent. He got me.
And you had the perfect launch angle for that, right?
I was just going to say,
yeah. Yeah, you're a little lower, it helps. But normally you do it when you're getting up from something.
Right. Gosh. David Anderson joining us for his weekly visit. All right, D.A., so I'm curious, as a wide receiver, as a former wide receiver, if your quarterback ever came up to you in the pregame and said, "Hey man, you want to work on some? Hey man, you want to work on some routes and get ready for the game?" Is there any chance in the world that you would say no? And do you know which story I'm referring to with that?
Yeah, you're referring to the good old Buffalo Bills.
Yeah,
I believe
Kelvin Benjamin.
Pierman asked Benjamin if you want to throw some routes. The truth is, like, every player has their routine, and if you catch balls before you warm up and after, some guys don't want to wear themselves out, so you don't want to mess up a guy's routine. And it's not like he's asking the fourth receiver to do this. Once you have your two starters, you don't mess with their routine. And then the third receiver might have a routine too, but if you're, like, on the back end guy, yeah, you're catching balls whenever the quarterback wants to throw them to you. So I'm touch and go with this,
yeah.
Right? Like, it's not like it was, like, a formal invitation and he invited him to his wedding and he was like, "No, I'm not interested." It was just like, "Hey, it's pregame. Do you want to throw?" And Benjamin's probably like, "No, I do the other thing." Now, if he was like, "No," and he goes and socializes with the Texans, that's a little different.
Yeah, we don't know what happened. We only have the snippet of the transcript between the two guys. So is Kelvin Benjamin maybe getting unfairly criticized for this, is what you're saying?
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Like, let's be honest, it wouldn't have helped much anyway.
So, D.A.,
true.
3 weeks ago, we're sitting here talking about an 0-3 Texans team that has to win at Indianapolis or their season is effectively over. And they've, in their own special way, rallied for three straight wins to even it at 3-3, tied for first place, and sort of resuscitate their season. Yet here in Houston, it's a pretty negative atmosphere about what we've seen on the field. I think fans and media are very skeptical about anything really good happening for this team this season. But if you're in that locker room, is it just as realistic a viewpoint in that locker room, or is it more, you know, what the coaches would like, and that's emphasizing the positive position that the team is in right now, regardless of how they got there?
100%, the latter. You win, you win. It is, nothing is given to you in the NFL. It is really, really hard. And you should be ecstatic about winning three in a row, no matter how you do it. Like, you can luck into a victory. You can win ugly, which I think is what people are trying to say. And I actually texted that to Sean, that they've been winning ugly. But hey, a win's a win, and you'll take them any way you can get them. And you're going to have some ugly wins. You're going to have some pretty losses, and your goal is to have more wins than losses, no matter how you get them. So I think people should be happy, ecstatic with 3-0, because that's just teaching your team how to win. And if you're winning in an ugly fashion, well, you can fix some of those things, and then you can start playing some little cleaner football and probably and hopefully winning those games as well. So the sky was kind of, Texans, I don't know why, have maybe it's because of a lot of bad taste in their mouth. Especially the fans tend to have the sky is falling kind of perspective on the season always. And I would say that, you know, it's 3-3. Just like you mentioned, you're in a great spot in your division. You got winnable games. The next 10 games are certainly there's a winnable amount that you can go out there and make the playoffs. And then it's however, if you're hot if you're injury free and if you got some good mojo going. So I think that the season is still well in front of the Texans, whatever they want to do. And that's the encouraging and great part about winning three in a row.
Last one, DA, what's the biggest issue with this team right now and how fixable is it this season?
I think they're still looking for their offensive identity, in my opinion. I think defensively they play pretty well. They have some, you know, you always want timely turnovers, which they got obviously last week. And it's okay. Any team can drive on any team in the NFL. People are like, oh, you know, the Bills, they should have shut them out or something. I don't believe that. The Bills hung, 42 up on, was it the Vikings or the Eagles? I forget who it was. And so they're a capable team of scoring points. They have NFL football players, but what you'd like to see is a little more continuity in their offense, some more kind of sustained drives. They're getting third and long here and there in situations where they shouldn't be getting in third and long. It's just a little, it still feels a little patchworky to a degree. And you get that when you're subbing in running backs and the guy's healthy and hurt and he's coming back, when you're messing with your offensive lineman a little bit, and when you have some receivers that have, you know, only what, a couple of them, not in, of your three, of the three best, not in the, they haven't played all six games yet. So yep. you got a lot of work to do.
So what's going on The Average Sports Show tomorrow night?
We're going to do identity, kind of mirroring what exactly you guys just talked about. Like, yeah. Who is this team that the Texans have? And you know, they're 0-3. Now they're 3-3. They lost three in a row and then won three in a row. So what kind of team is this and what they can become? And what are the identities around the league? Like, right, what are the Chiefs after a loss? Who are the Patriots after, you know, their start of the season? And who are teams that are at the bottom of the barrel, like the Bills, the Cardinals, and those teams? What do they do and how do they change their identity or what kind of moves do they need to make?
All right, DA, go find a civilian. Go to Starbucks and find somebody who can lift your shoulder up into their chin and conjure up your playing days.
I'm about to walk into Whole Foods. I think I'm going to do it to the guy who's going to charge me $6 for a kombucha.
There you go. He deserves it, that guy.
All right, DA. Guys, have a good one.
We appreciate it. We'll listen to you tomorrow night. David Anderson joining us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.